Key Recommendations for Policy and Programmatic Actions. Note reference 88. Based on these analysis, key areas that need further improvement were identified. We recommend the following to governments, policymakers, duty bearers, non-governmental bodies, and other stakeholders in the concerned countries. I create a more enabling environment for adolescents and young people to access comprehensive sexuality education. 8. Prioritize the inclusion of quality and non-judgmental comprehensive sexuality education, youth and health laws and policies and other relevant policy frameworks that urgently address and ensure the sexual and reproductive health, gender equality and human rights of adolescents and young people. Strengthen cross-sectoral coordination to ensure laws and policies that address CSE are effectively implemented and practiced. C. Strengthen the monitoring and evaluation component in relevant policies and programs to ensure consistent and effective implementation. D. Ensure universal access to quality and non-judgmental comprehensive sexuality education by introducing laws and policies for the provision of CSE to adolescents and young people in out-of-school and informal settings and implementing interventions to ensure that the most marginalized adolescents and young people are reached similarly. Increase the quality and coverage of comprehensive sexuality programs. A. Sexuality education is currently focused on in secondary school curriculums. This means that significant opportunity to engage with adolescents and young people is missed before fundamental attitudes and behaviors are formed and before they choose to become sexually active, hence making the inclusion of quality comprehensive education from the primary school level onwards a priority. There is a strong need for a comprehensive, evidence-based response that is age-appropriate to meet the defined needs of adolescents and young people. The essential components of CSE are often not clearly defined and addressed at the policy level and are often conflated with life skills programs, which limit the coverage of issues. It is critical to ensure that these gaps in policies are addressed in order to ensure a sex-positive, rights-based curriculum that is free of stigma and discrimination, and meets global standards established for CSE programming. Ensure that the CSE curricula in the 11 countries address all 7 essential elements to comprehensive sexuality education, especially sexual rights and sexual citizenship, pleasure, violence, diversity, and relationships, which are often not covered. Page 26. C. Ensure that the CSE curricula provide information and referrals on how to access SRH services and counseling. D. Establish sensitization platforms for parents and community members to understand and support the need for CSE, by reducing stigma and discrimination on issues of sex and sexuality and promoting intergenerational dialogue between adults and adolescents and young people to better articulate and dialogue about their SRH needs. E. Introduce training and sensitization programs for teachers and administration departments in curriculum/education policies. Training modules for teachers implementing CSE programs should be revised periodically to ensure they are in line with the current needs. F. Invest in sensitization and where relevant training programs on adolescent and youth sexual and reproductive health and rights for health service providers and other frontline workers in order to equip them with the necessary skills and knowledge. G. Explore the usage of innovative tools and mechanisms, for instance, mobile phones, the internet, mass media, etc., to increase outreach to adolescents and young people in remote and rural areas. Increase and support efforts to bridge the existing knowledge gaps. 8. Invest in rigorous periodic research and disaggregated data collection initiatives for context-specific needs assessment for CSE curricula. This includes utilizing existing national data disaggregated on a 5-year age cohort basis. Review and revise the implementation of the CSE curricula on a periodic basis to ensure the curricula are up to date and consistent with the current knowledge needs of young people and SRH research in the Asia-Pacific region. C. Invest in conducting rigorous evaluation of existing CSE programs to assess and improve knowledge, attitude and behavior outcomes and strengthen life skills, towards identifying good practices for scale and sustainability. IV. Increase youth participation in policy making and program planning processes. 8. support the active and meaningful engagement of young people through established platforms, such as youth committees and commissions, in order to integrate their inputs in national and local level policy and programs development processes related to CSE and provision of youth-friendly services. B. Strengthen existing youth networks and advocate for inclusion of underserved and marginalized youth groups in existing youth networks, decision-making structures at subnational and national level. B. Ensure adequate resource allocation for effective implementation of CSE programs. Address financial and budgetary barriers to ensure effective implementation of comprehensive sexuality education initiatives and programs at national and local levels. Page 27.